we need thee. Oh, we need thee. Yes, we do. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come. We come and we give our praises to you as the creator of the universe. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for where you have brought us to this place at this time. It was 20 years ago when our founders created on this campus this opportunity. It was rooted in more than 3,000 years of history where we had been taught to come to you because you're the one that we need. And oh Father, we're so grateful for those of us who instilled the necessary spirit in those founders to bring us here this day, 40 years later, to celebrate the celebration of our love for you. And now we're asking you, Father, to bless us again because we need you now. We need you now and we need you for the future. You told us that you wanted us to go and spread the word and tell somebody about God, to tag them and talk about God. And Father, we've done our best, and we're still on the battlefield. So we ask that the Holy Spirit would come, enter into this place as you have done so often. Bless this mission that we are on, to bring word of you to those who may not know. We ask that someone would be touched by the efforts of the preparation and the process. Father, but we must keep you in the forefront because you are what it's all about. We thank you in advance for what you have done for us again over this time, and we ask that we be given the strength to give you the glory and the victory. In the precious name of Jesus, this is our prayer tonight. Amen.
The history of Swarthmore College Alumni Gospel Choir actually began in 1971 when a fledgling small group of 8 African-American students gathered together around a piano in Willett's dormitory on a cold winter's night to sing praises. To this day, I'm so glad that I was one of them. Amen. Influenced by the newly established Black Studies program on campus and an evident lack of diversity within the college's music program, and a keen longing for fellowship, we began meeting and informally singing together. Some of the songs we sang were from our home churches or from popular spirituals, and others were from recordings of the time, like those by Edwin Hawkins. Fellow students, a very talented pianist, James Batten, J.B., God rest his soul, and our first conductor, Cheryl Saunders, led us in song. A very short time later, a gifted and very talented fellow student became not only our accompanist, but the driving force of the Swarthmore College Gospel Choir. Van East Thomas, a professional performer who had grown up in the music industry, taught us how to truly perform. Van East is a consummate musician who's always demanded precision and excellence from the choir, with grace and with humor. As anyone will tell you, attending a rehearsal. So even as a student, she quickly became our teacher, our mentor, our disciplinarian, and leader, a responsibility she takes very seriously. And the choir responded with their devotion. As word spread and more members joined, our sense of purpose and solidarity grew. To our members, the choir provided a place of refuge and rejuvenation and a social and spiritual fellowship where no one cared about your grades. This was also an opportunity to learn about the gift of gospel music, which is so much a part of our cultural heritage. We gradually gained popularity on campus and even began performing at local churches. From the very beginning to when we graduated and beyond, we were overjoyed to be sharing our music and the gospel that inspired it. Then in 1986, a group of Swarthmore alumni returned to Swarthmore to perform with the student gospel choir for a reunion concert. That event marked the birth of the Swarthmore College Alumni Gospel Choir. In March of 1991, the alumni choir performed to honor the 20th anniversary of the college gospel choir. The college honored the alumni choir when it asked the choir to perform at the June 1994 collection. In the fall of 1995, 37 members of the alumni choir came together in Pound Ridge, New York, to produce the choir's first recording, Hallelujah, Amen. Original songs from Van East Thomas and alumni Carolyn Mitchell, in collaboration with Bob Baldwin, were featured. Other original works from Shelton Becton were also showcased. In March of 1996, Van East directed the Alumni Gospel Choir during the 25th anniversary celebration of the student choir during Black Alumni Weekend. 36 members returned to campus for the concert that features songs from our recording, Hallelujah, Amen. And the alumni choir were also featured in concerts in places like the Virgin Islands, Boston, Massachusetts, Philadelphia, Reston, Virginia, Washington, D.C., New York, and Greenwich, Connecticut. On June 5, 1999, the college awarded the alumni choir the Joseph B. Shane Alumni Service Award for outstanding service and commitment to Swarthmore College. In November of 1999, members of the alumni choir came together again to record a second CD, Stargazer. Stargazer is a musical celebration of the birth and life of Jesus Christ. We are honored to be featured in the Peaceful Waters music record label, a lifelong dream come true for Van East Thomas and her husband and engineer, Wayne Wernick. Now, you should know that the members of the alumni choir live all over the United States. To rehearse and perform together, we have to overcome the physical distances and balance the demands of professional careers and family obligations with our love for this music. This is only possible because of the deep and abiding bond that sustains us over these thousands of miles and has kept us singing together over all these many years. The alumni choir has served and continues to serve as our spiritual and cultural outlet, as a source of strength and inspiration for us all, and a means of fellowship and friendship for this group of Swarthmore alumni. Our leader, Van East, as well as our vibrant choir conductor, Freeman Palmer, have been our long-standing motivational constants for us. Van East has been the heart and soul of the alumni choir for over 25 years, and we thank Van East for the countless hours and dedication she devotes to us. Amen. And lastly, And lastly, and of course most of all, we thank God and his great gift of music. Thank you.
I'm going back to the Father.
When I die,
I'm going back to the Father.
When I die,
I'm going back to the Father.
When I die,
back to the Father. When I die, I'm gonna thank him for my journey.
When I die,
I'm gonna thank him for my journey.
When I die,
oh, I'm gonna thank him for my journey.
When I die,
thank him for my journey back to the Father. When I die, I'm gonna live in a mansion.
When I die,
I'm gonna live in a mansion.
When
I'm gonna live in a mansion.
When I die,
oh, now
live in a mansion.
Thank him.
Thank him for my journey.
Back to the Father.
Back to the Father.
When I die, I'm gonna feast on milk and honey.
When I die,
I'm gonna feast on milk and honey.
When
oh,
I die,
I'm gonna feast on milk and honey.
When I die,
yeah,
feast on milk and honey.
Live in a mansion.
Living
thank him for my journey. Back to the Father.
Back to the Father.
When I die, I'm gonna shout troubles over.
When I die,
I'm gonna shout troubles over.
Oh,
oh, I'm gonna shout troubles over.
When I die,
yeah, shout troubles over. Feast on milk and honey. Live in a mansion.
Thank him for my journey.
Back to the Father.
Yeah.
When I die, I'm going to join the heavenly choir.
When I die,
oh, I'm going to join that heavenly choir.
When I die,
join that heavenly choir.
When I die,
oh,
join that heavenly choir.
Shout,
shout troubles.
Feast on milk and honey.
Live in a mansion.
Thank him for my journey. And I'm going back to the Father. When I die, I'm going to I'm gonna rest from my labor.
Oh, when I die,
I'm gonna rest from my labor.
When I die,
oh, now rest
from my
join labor. That heavenly choir.
Join the heavenly
shout,
shout
feast on milk and honey.
Milk
I'm gonna live in a mansion.
Live
I'm gonna thank him. Thank him. And I'm going back
to the Father.
Oh, yeah.
When I die,
then I'll just give God the glory.
When I die,
I'm gonna give God the glory.
Oh, when I die,
I'm gonna give God the glory.
When I die,
joy in the heaven. I'm gonna shout. Feast on milk and honey. Live in a mansion. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Oh, I'm going
back to the Father.
When I die, I'm going back to the Father. Yes, I'm going back to the Father. Oh, I'm going back to the Father. Oh, yeah, back to the Father. When I
die,
when I die.
Are you all out there? It's kind of a little quiet out there. I just wanted to check and make sure you were still there. Praise the Lord for being here. First of all, I want to give an honor to God, to our choir director, Van Nies, who I'm happy to be able to call my friend as well as our choir director. I was checking to make sure you all were still there because of this song, Just in Time, and what it means to me and to the choir. Perhaps God never stepped in for you just in time, but he has for me on many occasions. In fact, just recently, I want to acknowledge my wife, who drove here with me from Dayton, Ohio, and my little son who's back there asleep. Give her a quick shout out. She changed the date of her concert so that I could be here for this particular concert. So I want to thank her for that. But you know, speaking of God arriving just in time, on Tuesday I was flat on my back in the bed and I had no idea that I was going to be able to make it here. But you know, God has a way of showing up just in time. You know, He's never late. He has never been late for me. There have been times when our schedules don't match. You know, but, you know, the children of the Israelites, if you have the image of them walking through the Red Sea, you know, maybe that sea didn't part before they got in. Maybe that water didn't part until they stepped in it. Maybe it got up to here before that water started to part. But God always shows up right when he needs to. I praise the Lord for being just in time. Yeah.
And I'll be there in time. I will. I believe one witness said just in time. Daniel said just in time. The Hebrew children said just in time. Oh, Job said just in time. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, just. Oh, yeah. Oh, just in time. Oh, just in time.
It rained 40 days, it rained 40 nights, wasn't no lamb nowhere inside.
A dove sent a raven to spread the news, he stretched his wings and away he flew.
Listen, don't listen, don't listen. They knocked at the door, crying, Cousin Noah, won't you take one more?
Well, Noah cried, you're full of sin. God's got the key and you can't get in.
Listen. No. Oh, listen. No, listen. No, listen.
Oh, listen. I said listen. Oh, listen.
Oh,
listen.
Yeah.
ago, this was us. And I want you to know the dedication that it takes, number one, to rehearse on a regular basis. Y'all have been doing that, right? In the midst of Swarthmore. There was one of our students, I won't call attention to her name, but she's a senior, she's graduating. She walked into rehearsal last night and there was just this burden on her. And I just hugged her and said, "You gonna make it. It's all right. God's gonna get you out of this situation. If he can get me out, he can get anybody out of Swarthmore." So you have to remember what they're going through in the midst of doing what they do here. And this is still their refuge. And we thank you so much for keeping the tradition alive. Thank you.
Gonna fulfill. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Thank you. birds kept them watching. Oh, it's silence birds by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, they're shown a holy light with good tidings. While God